Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our very own Doran Dickerson, co-host of Black and Gold Game Day, joins us now. Good morning, Doran. And what do you take away from what ended up being the kind of win you're supposed to have over a team that's lost eight in a row yesterday?
Good morning, guys. And I mean, you're 10-0, and that's what you're expected to do. You're expected to go down there, and you're expected to at least win the game. I knew, you know, we knew that it wasn't going to be a clean game. We knew that even though that Jacksonville was 1-8, they still were going to have some fight, and it was a choppy game. But you know, the Steelers are a better football team, and that's the deal with the Steelers this year. They know their identity. They know who they are. They're very comfortable with who they are as a team, and they know that they have an opportunity in every single game to possibly win it. So, you know, whenever you go down to Jacksonville and in November and have to play a Jacksonville team that isn't that good, it could be a tough game. It could be a quote-unquote trap game, as people would say, but the Steelers took care of business.
Doran, have you ever been on the other end of that? And I'm trying to think in your pro career, if you were part of a team where it was just one of those seasons where stuff just wasn't happening, and where you say on one hand the Steelers, you know, even when things get off to a slow start, they not only expect, they know they're going to figure it out. They know they're going to pull away. Have you ever been on the other end of that when the team knows that, oh, man, you know, nothing's going right this year, when's something going to go wrong?
Actually, you know, my rookie year, whenever I was playing for the Texans, we were 4-2 going into the bye week. And, you know, a lot of promise. Whenever you're going into the bye week, you have a winning record and you have the rest of the season to play. We lost 8 straight after the bye week. And the first loss we had was, and you guys probably remember this, we were in Jacksonville and it was the end of the game. And Jacksonville threw up a Hail Mary and all we had to do was knock it down. And I think Glover Quinn, he tried knocking it down and knocked it right into the receiver's hand. He ran in the end zone and he scored to win the game. And I forget, I think Gerard might have been the quarterback at the time. Mm-hmm. But that was the start of our losing streak. And it was just tough. You know, it's just tough to go in there every week and to know that, you know, we have to win. Like, we're desperate. Like, we need a win to change this franchise around. We need a win to change this season around. And being on the other end, it is tough, but individuals will show up. You know, guys have contracts, guys you know, want new contracts, guys want to prove that they can stay in the NFL, so guys will give the effort even if you're on a losing team. But it's still tough to go in that building every single day whenever you're losing.
How do you think the Zoom culture, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, the COVID environment, as Mike Tomlin would call it, has helped or hurt the Steelers in their ability to simply focus on the day-to-day and week-to-week and not have as much media spotlight on the continued undefeated run?
You know what? I mean, looking at the Steelers, it doesn't seem like anything really affects them. You know, I mean, throughout the whole season, you bring up a great point, Chris, is that, you know, like, even with the schedule and even with, you know, they're moving around their bye week, they have found ways to adapt this season. And that's whenever you know you have a great football team. Even the outside stuff, if you can adapt with the outside stuff along with the stuff on the field and win games, and obviously that they haven't lost a game this year, you know that you have a really good football team, and it's not a fluke. Like, they aren't just lucking into wins. They are winning. They are closing out games. They have a good defense. They have their veteran Hall of Fame quarterback coming back this year. They have a good crop of young, skilled players that have been making plays. Chase Claypool has 10 touchdowns this year as a rookie. So, I mean, this is not a fluke. They are a very good, well-coached football team, and they, to me, can adapt to any situation. Nothing can get in their way of what they want to do and what they want to accomplish.
And yet, of course, they have warts. Mike Tomlin was irritated that, well, Jeff, among others, asked about the wart that is the inconsistent running game. He said they have others. Have you noticed, I asked you from the other end of the spectrum now, when you're on a team that's successful and doing well, not that coaches go out of their way to point out things that you're not doing well, but you know what I'm talking about? In other words, you have to point out, you have to emphasize the stuff that the team's not doing well so they don't get too full of themselves. That's what I'm getting at.
Right, right. And you have to do that. I mean, your due diligence as a head coach is you have to make it better, and you have to find the holes within the game that, you're lacking or that you're not completing. And it's tough to do that. It's tough to nitpick with a team that's 10-0 because you obviously haven't lost the game and you're doing something right. But there are always, times where you go into the film room and you have to figure out what you did wrong in a certain series or what you did wrong in a certain situation to clean things up, because it's not going to get easier for the Steelers. You know, they have a turnaround and they're going to play in a couple days, and they play the Baltimore Ravens, who last game was chippy. Baltimore Ravens seem to be on edge a little bit. They're going to antagonize. They're going to agitate the Steelers. You saw yesterday with Harbaugh and Vrabel not shaking hands and Malcolm Butler yelling at Harbaugh. I think the Ravens have a big chip on their shoulder, and they're going to try to antagonize the Steelers. So you have to stay clean. You have to stay disciplined. And there's always things to clean up within the game. So, you know, being a head coach, you have to find those things and make sure that you clean those up.
Doran Dickerson with us here on the Fan Morning Show. In your experience, Doran, how much new stuff can actually be installed on a three-day week? Or is it just taking what you already know about a team, in this case a divisional opponent, so you know a lot, taking what you already know about the team, and especially if you've played them previously in the season, going with what worked then?
Well, see, so this week, I guarantee that the Steelers' game plan for Thursday for Thanksgiving was in the last time they played the Ravens a couple weeks ago. They already had this game plan, and yeah, they may do a little alterations to it. They may change it up a little bit, but the game plan on the coaching side was already in. They already had the game plan, and they already know what they want to do, and it's going to be a glorified walkthrough today. It's going to be a glorified walkthrough tomorrow and Wednesday, and they know how they want to attack the Ravens, especially already getting a good look at them the first time. They know what they need to double down on, and they know what they need to alter a little bit to beat the Ravens, because they did beat them last time, and Lamar Jackson has regressed a little bit as a quarterback. So these game plans have been in. They've already been in because they knew of the short week when they got the schedule. So, you know, the Steelers are going to be primed and ready for the Ravens to come in here. And you may see a little bit of different wrinkles. You may see a little bit of different things on offense, but not much. It'll be the same things as they did last time.
Now, Doran, Thursday night games come at different parts of the season. This one obviously is just over the halfway point of it, so a lot of games have been played. Guys have, you know, the bumps and bruises associated with the ball, as Mike Tomlin says. But from a player standpoint, what's the ideal way to approach this physically in terms of the right amount of work and the right amount of actual rest?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, a glorified walkthrough is probably going to be the MO of the Steelers this week. It's usually the MO of every team. You don't really want to get out there and put on helmets and run around too much. You got to take care of your body. And I would probably go back and see who got how many reps in last game, in yesterday's game. A guy like Hayward, you know, all right, well, you know, we know that Cam is going to be there. We know that Cam knows what he's doing. He doesn't really need to go through a run-through period. He doesn't need to, you know, exhaust any energy this week, because we need to save him for Thursday. So the snap count last week, if you go back and you look at some of the individual players, it could differ, you know, compared to a normal week, because obviously they have a quick turnaround. So being, you know, a player, I'm taking care of my body. I'm getting my massages. I'm in the cold tub every day, and I'm making sure that I'm fresh when Thursday comes around.
Doran, you ever seen a guy twist his ankle, roll his ankle on a penalty flag before?
No, I have never seen that in my life. And I would be just as upset if I was Juju Smith-Schuster of, you know, I'm already banged up, my ankle already hurts, and I roll it again on a flag. I'd be just as upset as he was, and I'd wave somebody else to get in the game.
Doran Dickerson with us here on The Fan. If I can switch it up a little bit and ask you about, because Chris asked for a phrase to describe this year's Pitt football season. I could do it in one word: confounding. A dominating performance after just, I mean, what do you make of this team?
It's Pitt, right? I mean, even whenever I was there, you know, we, in 2009, you know, we had that promising season, and then we go in there and we lose to West Virginia by 1 point. And then we come back a couple games later and we lose to Cincinnati to go to the Sugar Bowl. You never know what you're going to get out of Pitt. The consistency is probably the word. Inconsistent, I would say, would be my word. But, you know, they had a lot of pieces to the puzzle this year, and, you know, they really just couldn't look at the whole picture of the puzzle. They couldn't really see what the puzzle was showing to us. So sometimes it's disheartening, but, you know, it's a tough game. It's a tough year, too. I'm not going to make any excuses for Pitt, but it is a tough year with COVID and guys opting out and, you know, your quarterback getting hurt and, you know, just a lot of things that was a roller coaster ride of a season. But, you know, Pitt has to find a way to win the games they need to win, and they didn't do that again this year.
Kenny Pickett going to play on Sundays, Doran?
Yes, 100%. He's going to play on Sundays. I look at him as a Nate Peterman with a higher ceiling. Not a Nate Peterman in the NFL, but a Nate Peterman in college that will develop into a better quarterback in the NFL. He has all the intangibles. He can make every throw. He's a lot bigger than people think he is. He's about 6'3", 220 pounds. He can run. He's tough. Has leadership qualities. Yes, he's definitely going to play on Sundays.
Before we let you run, Doran, I want to ask you, because it was announced on Friday, I guess it was. Yeah, it was Friday or late Thursday. You're going to be working with the Penguins now as one of their community development directors, director of project development, with everything going on in the Lower Hill District. So real briefly, I wanted to touch on that with you because it does relate to sports, and it's not just because you have an opportunity to do this, but it's – I think people forget that those of us that grew up in Pittsburgh in the 90s have an obvious emotional attachment to the Penguins. So just what's it mean for you to be able to get to work with the organization?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, for people that don't know, I mean, I grew up playing hockey. I posted a picture of me in my Penguins jersey whenever I was about 7 years old. I love the sport of hockey. I played, ice hockey when I was little, and I still play a little bit now. But, you know, always being a fan of the Penguins, and, you know, my mom having the opportunity to charter their flights to some of their Stanley Cup wins. I mean, it just feels right. We're just looking to, you know, do the right thing within the community and within the city of Pittsburgh. This project has been going on for about 6 years now, and it's time for it to come to fruition. And it's time for all the sides to come together and meet all the expectations that everybody wants and needs for this city. So I'm very generous and very honored to be able to work for such a prestigious and just unbelievable franchise. One of the best franchises in sports. And I'm very excited, guys. I really am.
Well, best of luck. It's very cool congrats. That you're getting this opportunity, Doran. As long as we can still have you a couple days a week, that would be awesome because we love all your insights on Pitt and the Steelers and the NFL, college football, all of it. So best of luck in the new role, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. Our very own Doran Dickerson, co-host of Black and Gold Game Day. And as I mentioned, hired by the Penguins late last week as director of project development for everything going on that property right across from PPG Paints Arena in the Lower Hill District. It'll be fun to watch Doran be a part of that moving forwards.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.